important that people attend the right place to seek help when they're feeling unwell over winter. One of the things in the past that people have tended to do is to go to the emergency department when some of their conditions are not actually emergencies. So we're trying to re-emphasise other opportunities they have of attending their general practitioner, attending the GP out of hours service when available, and attending their community pharmacists who can give a lot of advice. We've re-emphasised this more recently by producing a new video with some of the characters from the Hole in the Wall gang, with Ma and Pa, to try and explain to people when they don't need to go to the emergency department.
Now, is this a problem at winter time, or is this a round-the-year problem?
Well, we know that people are obviously very concerned when they're feeling unwell, but we do know from work we've done over the years that almost 30 people in every 100 who attend an emergency department probably could be better looked after in other situations, such as with their GP or with the community pharmacist. And if you think about it, 30% is an awful lot of people over the course of a year. And when they're in the emergency department, that means that those doctors and nurses who are there are busy attending to them, when in fact there may be other emergencies that are in greater need, if you like, waiting. So it is very helpful and probably better for the patient if they go to the right place in the first instance and don't go to emergency department when what they have got is actually not an emergency.
So for people whose first instinct is to go to A&E, what advice would you give them if they are feeling under the weather or think they need to get to a hospital but are not sure if it is an emergency or not? Are there some checks that they can make?
Well, consider what the symptom is, and it may be that there are some things where they've just got a bit of a cold or a runny nose or an earache or something like that, where clearly if they could just wait to the next day, they could see their family doctor, or if they may prefer to call the GP out of hours for advice, and they will tell them if they feel that what they've got should actually go to the emergency department, rather than just turning up unannounced at an ED where they may have to wait for some considerable time and become quite frustrated. Alternatively, they can speak to their community pharmacists during opening hours, and they will also give them advice. There are lots of places where they can go to seek that advice. And obviously on our hospital website, there's additional information as well.
For people who feel they're being fobbed off a little, what do you say to them?
Well, we always want to get the best treatment to people at the best time. We have a priority in the emergency service to treat those emergencies quickly. And I think the public understand that if that service is flooded with things that could maybe wait to the next day, then that emergency service will not be as good as it otherwise could be. And they will someday want to avail of that when they really do have an emergency. So I think the public are with us on this one, and we just need to encourage and support them to make the right decisions. Always good to talk to your pharmacist and talk to your GP, which is the GP out of hours service, which is available 24 hours a day in the first instance if you're unsure.